Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller.
Hello and welcome to day number 86 of Through the Bible in a Year. Well, today we are reading from Deuteronomy chapters 3 and 4 and Luke chapter 4 over in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, Deuteronomy, our passages today, highlight the allocation of conquered territories. Moses gives some exhortations and warnings to Israel. And then we turn over to the New Testament. Luke chapter 4 marks the beginning of Jesus' ministry. And Deuteronomy chapter 3 describes the victory of Israel over King Og of Bashan and the allocation of the conquered territories to the tribes of Gad, Reuben, and half of the tribe of Manasseh. Deuteronomy 4, Moses, exhorts the nation of Israel to obey God's laws and teachings. He emphasizes the importance of following God, and he warns against idolatry, which Israel is always struggling with, it seems. Luke chapter 4, in the New Testament reading today, narrates the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness and the commencement of his public ministry. Jesus begins teaching in synagogues and declares his mission. Well, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 3. We'll do our reading. We'll come back and finish up with a couple of thoughts for today. Deuteronomy chapter 3 says, "Then we turned and went up the way of Bashan. Og, the king of Bashan, came out against us, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. The Lord said to me, 'Don't fear him, for I have delivered him with all his people and his land in your hand. You shall do to him as you did to Sihon, king of the Amorites, who live at Heshbon.' So the Lord our God also delivered into our hand Og, the king of Bashan, and all his people. We struck him until no one was left to him remaining. We took all his cities at that time. There was not a city which we didn't take from them, 60 cities, all the regions of Argob, the kingdom of Og and Bashan. All these were cities fortified with high walls, gates, and bars, in addition to a great many villages without walls. We utterly destroyed them, as we did to Sihon, king of Heshbon, utterly destroying every inhabited city with the women and the little ones. But all the livestock and the plunder of the cities we took for plunder for ourselves. We took the land at that time out of the hand of the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan from the valley of Arnon of Mount Hermon. The Sidonians called Hermon Siruin, and the Amorites called it Seir. We took all the cities of the plain and all Gilead, all Bashan, all Salek, all Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og and Bashan. For only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of the Rephaim. Behold, his bedstead was a bedstead of iron, isn't it, in Rabbah of the children of Ammon? 9 cubits was its length, and 4 cubits its width, after the cubit of a man. This land we took in possession at that time from Aroer, which is by the valley of Arnon, and the half hill of Gilead with its cities. I gave to the Reubenites and to the Gadites and the rest of Gilead and all Bashan, the kingdom of Og. I gave to the half-tribe of Manasseh all the region of Argob, even all Bashan. The same is called the land of Rephaim. Jair, the son of Manasseh, took all the region of Argob to the border of the Geshurites and the Maacathites, and called them even Bashan after his own name, Havoth-Jair, to this day. I gave Gilead to Maker, to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites. I gave from Gilead even to the valley of Arnon, the middle of the valley, and its border, even to the river Jabbok, which is the border of the children of Ammon, the Arabah also, and the Jordan, and its border, from Chinnereth, even to the Sea of Arabah, the Salt Sea, under the slopes of Pisgah eastward. I commanded you at that time, saying, 'The Lord your God has given you this land to possess it. All of you men of valor shall pass over armed before your brothers, the children of Israel, but your wives and your little ones and your livestock, I know that you have much livestock, shall live in your cities, which I have given you, until the Lord gives rest to your brothers as to you, and they also possess the land which the Lord your God gives them beyond the Jordan. then you shall each return to his own possession, which I have given you. I commanded Joshua at that time, saying, your eyes have seen all that the Lord your God has done to these two kings. So shall the Lord do to all the kingdoms where you go over. You shall not fear them, for the Lord your God himself fights for you. I begged God at that time, saying, Lord God, you have begun to show your servant your greatness and your strong hand. For what God is there in heaven or on earth that can do works like yours and mighty acts like yours? Please let me go over and see the good land that is beyond the Jordan, that fine mountain in Lebanon. But the Lord was angry with me because of you and didn't listen to me. The Lord said to me, that is enough. Speak no more to me of this matter. Go up to the top of Pisgah and lift up your eyes westward and northward and southward and eastward. And see with your eyes, for you shall not go over this Jordan, but commission Joshua and encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people. He shall cause them to inherit the land which you shall see. So he stayed in the valley of Beth Peor. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Now, Israel, listen to the statutes and to the ordinance which I teach you, to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God, the God of your fathers, gives you. You shall not add to the word which I command you, neither shall you take away from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal Peor, for the Lord your God has destroyed all the men who follow Baal Peor from amongst you. But you were faithful to the Lord your God. All are alive today. Behold, I have taught you statutes and ordinances, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the middle of the land where you go in to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples who shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what great nation is there that has a God so near to them as the Lord our God is whenever we call on him? What great nation is there that has statutes and ordinances so righteous as all this law was which I set before you today? Only be careful and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things which your eyes saw, and the lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, but make them known to your children and your children's children. The day you stood before the Lord your God in Horeb, when the Lord said to me, assemble the people to me, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children. You came near and stood under the mountain burnt with fire to the heart of the sky, with darkness, cloud, and thick darkness. The Lord spoke to you out of the middle of the fire. You heard the voice of his words, but you saw no form. You only heard a voice. He declared to you this covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even the Ten Commandments. He wrote them on two stone tablets. The Lord commanded me at the time to teach you statutes and ordinances that you might do them in the land where you go over to possess it. Be very careful, for you saw no kind of form on the day that the Lord spoke to you in Horeb out of the middle of the fire, lest you corrupt yourselves and make yourselves a carved image in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any animal that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged bird that flies in the sky, the likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the water under the earth. Unless you lift up your eyes to the sky, and when you see the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the army of the sky, you are drawn away and worship them and serve them, which the Lord your God has allotted to all the peoples under the whole sky. But the Lord has taken you and brought you out of the iron furnace, out of Egypt, to be with the people of inheritance as it is today. Furthermore, the Lord was angry with me for your sakes and swore that I should not go over the Jordan and that I should not go into that good land which the Lord your God gives for an inheritance. But I must die in this land. I must not go over the Jordan, but you shall go over and possess that good land. Be careful, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make yourself a carved image in the form of anything which the Lord your God has forbidden you. For the Lord your God is devouring fire, a jealous God. When you father children and children's children, and you have been long in the land, and then corrupt yourselves and make carved images in the form of anything, and that which is evil in the Lord's your God's sight to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that you will soon utterly perish from off the land which you go over the Jordan to possess it. You will not prolong your days on it, but will utterly be destroyed. the Lord will scatter you amongst the peoples, and you will be left few in number amongst the nations where the Lord will lead you away. There you will serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. But from there you shall seek the Lord your God and will find him when you search after him with all your heart and with all your soul, when you are in oppression and all these things have come on you. In the latter days you shall return to the Lord your God and listen to his voice. For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not fail you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers, which he swore to them. For ask now of the days that are past, which were before you, since the day that God created man on the earth and from the one end of the sky to the other, whether there has been anything as great as this thing is, or has been heard like it. Did a people ever hear the voice of God speaking out of the middle of the fire, as you have heard, and live? Or has God tried to go and take a nation for himself from amongst another nation, by trials, by signs, by wonders, by war, by a mighty hand, by an outstretched arm, by great terrors, according to all that the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes, as it was shown to you, so that you might know that the Lord is God. There is no one else besides him. Out of the heaven, he made you to hear his voice, that he might instruct you. On earth, he made you to see his great fire, and you heard his words out of the middle of the fire, because he loved your fathers. Therefore, he chose their offspring after them and brought you out with his presence, with his great power out of Egypt, to drive out nations from before you greater and mightier than you, to bring you in, to give you in their hand land for an inheritance as it is today. Know therefore today, and take it to heart, that the Lord himself is God in heaven and above on the earth. There is no one else. You shall keep his statutes and his commandments, which I command you today, that it may go well with you and with your children after you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord your God gives you for all time. Then Moses set apart three cities beyond the Jordan towards the sunrise, that the manslayer might flee there who kills his neighbor unintentionally and didn't hate him in times past, and that fleeing to one of these cities he might live, Bezer in the wilderness and the plain country, for the Reubenites and Ramoth and Gilead, for the Gadites and Golan and the Bashan, for the Manassites. This is the law which Moses set before the children of Israel. These are the testimonies and the statutes and the ordinances which Moses spoke to the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. Beyond the Jordan, in the valley opposite Beth Peor, in the land of Sihon, king of the Amorites who lived at Heshbon, whom Moses and the children of Israel struck when they came out of Egypt. They took possession of his land and the land of Og, king of Bashan, the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan towards the sunrise, from Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of Arnon, even to Mount Zion, also called Hermon, and all the Arabah beyond the Jordan eastward, went to the Sea of Arabah under the slopes of Pisgah. Luke chapter 4. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. For 40 days, being tempted by the devil, he ate nothing in those days. Afterward, when they were completed, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." The devil, leading him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. The devil said to him, "I will give you all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I will give it to whomever I want. If you therefore will worship before me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and you shall serve him only." He led him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, cast yourself down from here, for it is written, he will put his angels in charge of you to guard you. And on their hands, they will bear you up, lest perhaps you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answering said to him, "It has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." When the devil had completed every temptation, he departed from him until another time. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and news about him spread through all the surrounding area. He taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. He entered, as was his custom, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. The book of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. He opened the book and found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim release to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to deliver those who are crushed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. He closed the book, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began to tell them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All testified about him and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, "Isn't this Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will tell me this proverb, 'Physician, heal yourself. Whatever we have heard done at Capernaum, do also here in your hometown.'" He said, "Most certainly I tell you, no prophet is acceptable in his hometown. But truly, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when a great famine came over all the land. Elijah was sent to none of them except to Zarephath in the land of Sidon to a woman who was a widow. There were many lepers in Israel in the time of Elijah the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." They were all filled with wrath in the synagogue as they heard these things. They rose up, threw him out of the city, and led him to the brow of the hill that their city was built on, that they might throw him off the cliff. But he, passing through the middle of them, went his way. He came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee. He was teaching them on the Sabbath day, and they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority. In the synagogue, there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Ah, what have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent, come out of him." When the demon had thrown him down in the middle of them, he came out of him, having done him no harm. Amazement came on all, and they spoke together, one with another, saying, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." News about him went out into every place of the surrounding region. He rose up from the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a great fever, and they begged him to help her. He stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. Immediately, she rose up and served him. When the sun was setting, all those who had any sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Demons also came out of many, crying out and saying, "You are the Christ, the Son of God." Rebuking them, he didn't allow them to speak because they knew that he was the Christ. When it was day, he departed and went into an uninhabited place, and the multitudes looked for him and came to him and held on to him so that he wouldn't go away from them. But he said to them, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom to the other cities also. For this reason, I have been sent." He was preaching in the synagogues of Galilee. That's our reading for today. Let's wrap up with a couple of thoughts today. Reflect on God's faithfulness in granting victories to the Israelites. How can acknowledging God's faithfulness in your past experiences strengthen your faith during present challenges? And consider the significant dangers of idolatry. In our day that we live, we may not necessarily worship a carved idol, but we can certainly worship things. Whatever it might be, money, comfort, we can certainly do it. How can you actively guard against idolatry in your own life? And then reflect on Jesus's temptation in the wilderness. How can you draw on Jesus's responses to temptation to help navigate and overcome temptation in your life? Well, that's our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word. Even if the drums stop beating, my soul will keep